Strawberry Letter. This is called A Huge $13,000 Mistake. Here we go. Good morning, Steve and Shirley. I'm an African-American female in my early 30s. I have one child. I'm a professor, but I didn't find academic and professional success without a personal struggle. I've recently entered into my third marriage, although my husband will tell you that he is only the standard man. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
After two marriages, he has shown me that he is extraordinary. In my previous marriages, I've been the breadwinner. Oftentimes, I was the only person working and paying bills. For the first time ever, I have a joint bank account. That's where I made the mistake. I respect everything that my husband expects of me, but I also have two of my own personal accounts, one for myself to do what I want, which he is aware of, and one from a business I started about 8 years ago. It's a swingers adult business that I have not actively been involved in, but it does produce a healthy revenue. About a week ago, I spent $13,000 out of our joint account and knew that I had to immediately replace it. But when I accidentally replaced the money from my business account instead of my personal account, I had to start answering questions. My husband seemed annoyed and betrayed. I'm not quite sure what would be the most appropriate move at this point. Should I shut down the business? What will get me out of the doghouse? The bad girl.
All right. Okay, Steve. All right. You, Miss Professor, you got academic sense, but where's your common sense? You're just doing the most. And a swingers adult business. Girl, you're in trouble. You said your husband is a standard man, but extraordinary. I'm just curious, why do you consider your husband to be extraordinary? Or you're the one who is extra? Is he extra because he's wondering what the heck happened to $13,000 and how you were able to replace it just like that? So I'm guessing this is why your first two marriages didn't work, keeping secrets, keeping $13,000 secrets. You need to deal with this head on. You need to tell him about the swingers adult business, the cash. Then ask him if he's comfortable about having that type of business. That's something you guys need to decide as a couple. But of course, as a Christian, I vote you shut it down in Jesus' name. Swinger adult business? You'll be on your fourth marriage in no time. This marriage will be over. You can't keep those kind of secrets. $13,000? Shoot. Me and my husband, we have a amount we can't go over without permission. We have to get each other's permission. $750.
What?
That's it. $750. You can't move. Neither one of us can move that. Not one cent over.
Tell Uncle Steve to do that. Can you do that, Uncle Steve?
Can you move
do
that?
What?
You know, move that money out of one account to the other. Can you do that, Steve?
700. I can't. 750.
Yeah.
He ain't withdrew that in 30 years.
Now, normally I don't care what color a person is, but this is important information. Because what this letter is about is a very untypical African-American 30-year-old female activity. This ain't even an a normal 30-year-old Caucasian woman activity, nor is it a 30-year-old Asian woman activity, nor is it a 30-year-old Latino woman activity. So keep in mind that right there. I don't know why you put it in the letter, that's your biz. I have one child, I'm a professor, but I didn't find academic and professional success without a personal struggle. I recently entered into my third marriage, although my husband will tell you that he is only the standard man. After two marriages, he has shown me that he is extraordinary. Now that's important, because listen to this. In my previous marriages, I've been the breadwinner. Oftentimes, I was the only person working and paying bills. For the first time ever, I have a joint bank account. Excuse me. Your husband is extraordinary because he working and paying bills? Yeah, that's what it is, because she done got a bunch of losers before.
Okay.
Now she done found a man that know the rules of manhood. He handling his business. So now he's extraordinary. But for the first time, I have a joint bank account. That's where I made the mistake. No, lady, that's marriage. See, a joint bank account, that's what marriage is. Now you in one for the first time, so you say. Then why don't you start acting like it? So you got a joint bank account for the first time because your man got a job and making a huge contribution. Before, you didn't have a man that was working or paying any bills, so there you have it. I respect everything that my husband expects of me, but I also have two of my own personal accounts. Okay, one for myself to do what I want, which he's aware of. That's a good thing. Most married couples should have that. and one from a business that I started about 8 years ago. Here where you should have said, this is where I made the mistake. A swingers adult business that I have not actively been involved in, but it does produce a healthy revenue. Excuse me, how you ain't involved in it and it produce a healthy revenue? Mm-hmm. What business can I get involved in that produces a healthy revenue that I ain't got to do nothing? Please email me the name of this swinger business so I can get to swinging.
Steve.
I ain't got to do nothing and it produce a healthy income.
Okay.
If this ain't a lie, you tell me what is. All this you saying is a lie. That's why your ass is on your third marriage, because the other two dudes couldn't swing hard enough. You should have called somebody know how to swing. You should have married Tarzan.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.